I'm Paul Olson, and this is the future of pickleball. Today, we're going to drill deep into why pickleball has such a bright future. I've received a lot of comments from viewers asking, will the game of pickleball become as popular around the world as it's been in America? Will it grow similarly to the same way the game grew here? Or will it happen differently? Let's get into that subject. Into this show, I want to talk to you about Selkirk's amazing line of pickleball nets. Whether you're just starting out or you're a seasoned pro, Selkirk has the perfect net for you. When you choose a Selkirk net, you're not just choosing any net. You're opting for the official net of the PPA Tour, where excellence meets professional play. With Selkirk's line of nets, you can play pickleball anywhere. Selkirk's range of nets cater to every player's needs, offering budget-friendly choices for casual enthusiasts and premium options for those who want a more competitive edge, ensuring quality play for all levels. I've got a Selkirk net myself, and let me tell you, it's a game changer. It's all about playing on your terms wherever you want. So if you love pickleball as much as I do, check out Selkirk's pickleball nets. Get the freedom to play anywhere and elevate your game with the net trusted by the pros. Selkirk's got you covered. If you're interested in getting a net of your own, go to selkirk.com/collections/nets. You can also find this link in the description of this show. All right, let's jump into it. I want to make a claim that pickleball could become the largest participation sport in the world. Let me explain my background and how I came to that opinion. I spent my entire working life in the sporting goods industry, primarily in the snow ski industry, performance athletics, and the outdoor industries. I had to learn to understand market demographics and how to cater to those customers we wanted to do business with. Each sport had a small section of the total market to be successful. They view the market by age group, by gender, and socioeconomic targets. All these factors form how a company markets products and services to its intended customer base. I thought it would be interesting to apply that same professional lens to where pickleball can go. Through Selkirk TV, I've been fortunate to interview many of the sport's leaders and business leaders on the Future of Pickleball show. Steve Kuhn, the founder of MLP and the creator of Duper. Mike Neely, the CEO of USA Pickleball. Connor Pardo, the CEO of PPA Pickleball Tour. Javier Rigaldo, the CEO of Global Pickleball Federation. And Tom Webb, the CMO of the APP Tour, have all been on the show. I've also had two very impressive franchise developers. George Berrigan from The Pickler and Jay Datrick from Ace Pickleball have both been on the show and told me a great deal about where franchising is going to go and how it's going to contribute to the sport. All these guests have brought information and insight about the specific goals and objectives of pickleball. I want to shine a light on the big picture of pickleball and where I think this amazing sport can go. If you like what we're doing here, please hit the like and subscribe button. Hit the notification button and you'll see the next show as we come up. Let me get into what the secret sauce of pickleball is. Why has pickleball been able to grow so fast? The 8 to 80 demographic is unheard of in sports. Age range is unprecedented. The two unique contributors within that age group are the 50 plus group, which is the largest disposable income group that exists in our economy. These people are at the peak of their earning years. This is a biggie. They have the greatest disposable income in our society. Their ability for making purchases, club memberships, destination travel, coaching and instruction, and tournament participation is enormous. The other older group that's really important is the 60 plus age group because it can fill facilities at those difficult AM hours and mid-afternoon time slots. Those are the hard to fill hours in facilities as they're trying to book their times completely. We now have over 130 colleges and universities in the pickleball space. You know what? We'll probably double, maybe even triple that over the next year. Colleges provide a really cool factor for bringing young people into the sport. High school and middle-aged kids, they watch what the college kids are doing and use that as a guide as to what interests them. youth pickleball will bring millions of new players into the game because it won't only be the kids, it'll be the families that come along with them. The age and gender gap is very neutral compared to other sports in pickleball. Pickleball is very affordable. Installations are very easy to set up through multi-use facilities. It's a low cost of individual access. This is paramount. One of the issues that has gone on with so many sports that I've seen in my lifetime is they effectively become fairly elitist. They're not really available to the full spectrum of the marketplace because of cost. The final piece of this segment is the entry of ex-jocks and jockettes, people who have been in sports and athletics their whole life. They're coming into pickleball. They love what they see and they can't get enough of it. I thought it would be interesting, since we're approaching this from a business perspective, to talk about the perfect case study. In the business world, we're always looking to find a case study that is a good demonstration and example of what the model that we're trying to talk about. The case study that I want to present to you is the city and the metro area of Phoenix, Arizona. This could be the template for every major market in the world as time goes on and pickleball expands and grows. The Phoenix Valley is the fifth largest metro area in the United States. It hosts a huge number of snowbirds every year. It's one of the fastest growing cities, big cities in all of America. It has a 5 million population center. It has 2,000 plus pickleball courts currently in the Metro Phoenix Valley, and they're all at capacity. You'd think that with that number of courts, there'd be some slack or some that were dormant, not the case. And when we build courts in the Phoenix area, we don't just build the 6 and 8 court complexes. We have 20 and sometimes 30 court complexes that come in at one time. In this market, we literally live by the fact that if you build it, they will come, because that has proven itself time and time again in the Phoenix market. Private clubs are being built here in the marketplace. The franchising industry is looking so hard at Phoenix because of the size and maturity of the market. Every franchise operator in the country is beginning to look at how to put their flag in the sand in Phoenix to establish their franchises as they go forward. We have some interesting things happening here that are only happening here because of the size and maturity of the market. We have an organization called the Apple League. This is the Arizona Pickleball Players League. This is made up of organizers and volunteers that have put together the largest pickleball league in the world. This is 5,000 players in 2024 competed in the Apple League. It's amazing, and frankly, it's only been possible because we have such a mature market here, but it's a great demonstration of what maturity in a sport can enable. There's another component here that's unique to Phoenix. We have an organization that is doing Tuesday night at the Orchard Pro Pickleball Leagues. And I shouldn't say that. It's not a league, it's a team. And this has been put together by one couple that own the Jigsaw Health Company and are very committed to pickleball, and they target their product into the pickleball marketplace. They wondered if they couldn't alone create a major event in pickleball. They built a studio that hosts the Tuesday night Orchard League. It's just been amazing the success that they've had, and they use all Arizona-based pro players to fill their teams. This has been so successful that it's led to the fact that they've now created a documentary called Breaking Pickleball. And Breaking Pickleball is the best, the finest production of anything that I've seen to date in the pickleball space. You can see it by going to pickleball or breakingpickleball.com, or you can find it on YouTube. But it's just amazing, and it was only possible because this company was in a position to be working with this enormous size market that Phoenix is and others will follow. I get comments all the time about the overlapping leagues and how they affect pickleball, and are they good for the game or are they bad for the game? We have multiple everything in pickleball. We've got pro tours. We have national and regional organizations that are overlapping or competing with each other. We even have overlapping international bodies. Why all the overlap? These overlaps are because of the size of the market opportunity that people see coming in pickleball. These overlaps are not really all that bad. If you think about it, I come from a very business background. Competition's fabulous. Competition solves all the problems. The answers to what we're doing in pickleball will be solved through classic competition. The best products, the best services, the best organizations will rise to the top, and the market will establish who the winner is. I love the idea of that. We're now looking at even seeing large international events coming to the global scene. We've had Mumbai, India open. We've had the Asia Open in Phuket, Thailand, the African Games in Guyana, and all of these games, all of these events have been streamed internationally. We've now got the English Open that's getting to be an amazing demonstration of where the sport's going internationally. Last year, they had a tournament that was over 1,000 players competed in it. This year, early registrations are indicating that the tournament may be between 1,300 and 1,500 players in London this summer. That's just amazing. We've just had a serious new player come into the game, a company called the World Series of Pickleball. They are an Indian-based organization that has seen the potential of pickleball, and they're stepping up. They're going to host the highest paid prize money event, only professional pickleball, and it will be done on 5 continents. This is going to be just an amazing event, showcasing the sport entirely on a global level. On the global side of things, I want to give you a little bit of an idea of something that's coming from Selkirk. We're going to call it the World of Selkirk. Starting in early May, I'm going to be releasing interviews with many of the international and national leaders who are deeply in pickleball. I want to hear their stories about what's going on in their country. I'm going to start this off, and my first interview is going to be with a woman named Cassandra is in Belgium. She founded Belgian Pickleball. She's the president of the Belgian Pickleball Association. She's very actively involved in the European Pickleball Federation. I want to hear from her what her experience has been and where she sees the sport going in Europe. Those interviews will be coming up in the future. If you want to be involved in that, if you want to see those interviews, like and subscribe, hit notifications. We'll let you know when they're getting ready to go. I'm going to tell you, there are going to be some great stories that are going to be told in this, and wait till you hear how fast the world is adopting pickleball. When we get into this part of the conversation, it always becomes a matter of where are the courts going to come from? Where is this explosion? How are we going to handle it facility-wise? The answer really has to be the early days of pickleball, everything was about multi-use. We have gymnasiums that host basketball and volleyball all over the country, whether it's schools, rec centers, university centers. These are all wonderful places to host pickleball. One of the things that's sort of interesting in pickleball and why it is successful and why it's going to continue to be successful is the comparison of the player usage we get per facility. If you think of things like a football or soccer field, originally football in America kind of controlled that. Soccer came along. Well, they needed the same facilities. Well, then about 20 years ago, lacrosse came along. They play on the same facility. How did it happen? They didn't build a brand new facility for everybody. They found a way to adjust the time schedule to get all of those sports to be able to play for both the boys and girls sides of the sports they share. It's magical how that can happen. We need to find facilities, and they will come to realize how big the pickleball space is. We're seeing that every day. I want to make an interesting analogy for you. If you think of a baseball diamond, baseball field here in America, we all have seen them our whole lives. The average baseball diamond is about 4.5 acres of land to occupy one baseball diamond. Then it has to be watered. It's got to be mowed. There's seeding and fertilizing. There's maintenance of that 4.5 acres. That's a very expensive undertaking for a city. On 1 acre of land, you can put 20 pickleball courts. Imagine the numbers of people in sports and recreation, getting physical health and wellness that can be accomplished on 1 acre of land in your communities. Pitch that, promote that idea. The next step in this growth is the fact that we've got the new brands coming into the sport, and these are not small brands. These are big global enterprises. Nike, Adidas, Alesse, Coca-Cola, Tesla, Holland Americans Cruise Lines, and Baird Financial are all already into pickleball. These companies and sponsors understand who makes up the pickleball community, and they want to do business with us. Innovation and design is the next big movement in the sport of pickleball. Designers, engineers, architects, they'll innovate and respond to the market demand. There's going to be new court surfacing for multi-use facilities. Pickle Roll and Pickleball United are both companies that have developed quick installation courts. Many more innovations are coming. Pickleball-specific buildings are designed around the social aspect of pickleball. Sports bars, entertainment facilities, their food, beverage, and pickleball, and many family entertainment centers featuring pickleball. The designers and architects, they'll optimize these facilities and designs for the best investor return on investment. That's all going to contribute to the growth. We have some multi-use facilities that are starting to pop up in America that are really interesting. In the city of Reno, Nevada, as an example, the convention center, which is a large regional convention center in Reno, isn't in operation for conventions every day of the year. When they're not hosting a major convention, they have facilities that have 18 dedicated pickleball courts in the convention center, out of the wind and rain, 24/7, and they're able to host large numbers of pickleball players on their courts, and they're doing it, and I'm hearing that other convention centers around the country are following this model. Back in the day, sort of like, let's call it the olden days in pickleball, like maybe 2022, there was one of our industry leaders and futurists that presented a really interesting concept. He called it 30 by 30. The idea was that he thought that by 2030, we would be able to have 30 million people playing pickleball. Can you imagine that? We all were just kind of aghast at that concept and idea. Really, really interesting. It was a fantasy then. Now, 2 years later, we may have moved past that already, 6 years ahead of the 2030 prediction. The way our sport has grown is truly amazing. Now let's see how all of these details come together. Pickleball is a lifestyle sport that can be played competitively, and it could be played for a lifetime. Team sports like baseball, basketball, football, soccer, volleyball, or even rugby, they all require large numbers of players to be able to participate in the game. And what is the lifetime of the player in the game? Maybe they're after high school, maybe early 20s. Certainly by the time they're hitting their 30s, they're done with those sports on a large involvement basis. Lifestyle sports like running, swimming, aerobics, Pilates, hiking and biking, they have a much longer participation cycle. But some people find these activities, they can be boring, they can be repetitive. Pickleball is a fun way to exercise, and it's very social. As pickleball grows in popularity, it'll attract athletes and lifestylers from all these other activities because it's fun and it creates great community. It's healthy and it's welcoming. As a business manager, I used to have to kind of figure out, how do I identify what the demographic, what's my market piece that I'm looking for? Let's take a look at what we used to call patterns and trajectories, how we identify where something's going to go, how fast it's going to get there. Let's take a look at kids to begin with. Let's take under 18-year-olds. In pickleball right now, we probably only have 1, maybe 2% of the kids that could be playing pickleball involved in the game, and the number of kids is 73 million in the United States. In the 19 to 25, well, let's call it the college and working, young working people, we've got a little bigger percentage, maybe 2 to 3% of that group. That's another 29 million people. when we step up to the next group of 25 to 35 year old regular working adults, people who are paying mortgages, raising kids, they're out there, they're really involved. They need something that fits their lifestyle. We fit that awfully well. There's 3 to 4% of that population is in the sport currently, but its number is 41 million players. Now we get into the sweet spot of pickleball. Working adults, or rather the experienced older adults, let's say 35 to 50 year olds, they represent 7, maybe as much as 10% of the current available market. That's 85 million players. When we step up to the top of the working group, the 50 to 65 year olds, I'll refer to them as the executive or senior workers, nearly retired or early retirees, that's the pickleball sweet spot from the history of the game. It's people who we have now 20, maybe as much as 25% of that market penetrated. That's our sweet spot, and there's 43 million of them. The final group that contributes to the overall picture is retirees, the 65 and older group. Very active in pickleball. We've probably got as much as 15% of that population involved in pickleball. It's 50 million more players. Understanding all of these pieces of the puzzle is how we'll continue to contribute to the game of pickleball. And when you have a sport that wraps up that entire range of people, that's where magic happens in sports growth. I'm going to kind of give you the idea from the business world of what I talk about is often the elevator speech. How do I explain to somebody briefly and quickly why pickleball is blown up and where it's going? There's 6 primary reasons. Pickleball could surpass all other sports in player participation because we have the 8 to 80 demographic. It's an easy game to learn, but it's challenging to master. It's a social environment, and it's a fun way to get exercise. It's healthy and active. You can lose weight. You can get a good cardio workout while you're having fun. It's the most gender-neutral sport. Men and women play this game very closely together. And it's a multi-generational. The interactions between players generationally is amazing. That's why I believe pickleball will become the largest participation sport in the world. If you agree with me, send me something in the comments. If you don't agree with me, let me know why. Let me know what your thoughts are on where you think the growth of pickleball is going to go. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Hit the notification button. Thanks for joining me. See you next time.